This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tighter restrictions due to a rise in coronavirus cases go into effect this evening for El Paso County. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The county moves into level yellow or safer at home concern, according to the state's new color-coded guidelines. It reduces the number of people allowed indoors for places of worship, restaurants, and events. It also only allows for outdoor location variances. At the new level, the county needs to reduce the number of coronavirus cases to between 75 and 175 per 100,000 people for a two-week period. It also needs to have a positivity rate of no more than 10%. County data updated Tuesday shows 388 confirmed cases of coronavirus over the past 2 weeks per 100,000 people, with an average positivity rate of just over 9%. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Republicans will keep their seat in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District after Lauren Boebert's victory. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Even though the 3rd Congressional District has been represented by a Republican for the last decade, Boebert was not a known quantity. This was her first run for office, and she worked for it. You know, she campaigned hard, traveling all across the district, and she ran a disciplined campaign. She kept hammering home on her key messages, pro-guns, pro-Trump, pro-freedom. Diane Mitch Bush conceded about an hour after Boebert claimed victory. She raised a lot of money, more than Boebert, and spent more than Boebert. What she didn't do was campaign in person. You know, she's 70 years old, and she said it wasn't the responsible thing to do during a pandemic.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. Coming up on the program, Republicans in the U.S. Senate have the edge to keep their majority and make gains in the House. Then, the accuracy of polling numbers and where the polling industry goes from here. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, a special NPR election update on CPR News. The special programming is scheduled to air tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night at 7 o'clock with a wrap-up of the day's presidential election news. Colorado Matters will follow the election updates at 8 o'clock on CPR News. Tonight, mostly clear skies across Colorado with lows mainly in the 40s, a few 30s here and there. Currently 74 in Denver, 66 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.